Warp Pipe Wednesday.
All right, we're looking festive.
And his elf.
Pretty good, pretty good.
So we did plan this.
Slightly, yeah.
We don't plan it. I got to be honest, this time we did.
Well, at least I got my PlayStation sweater. And Jay's got his video game themed sweater.
Got the old 64 NES, Game Boy, GameCube, DS.
Oh, yeah, it's got them all on there. Did you get that at, where'd you get it?
You got, shout out to Philip Kelly. He gave it to me for Christmas several years back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
I've got a slew of my Christmas sweaters on this website. Merchoid, I think is the name of the website.
Merchoid, that's funny.
I got this one. There's a Sonic the Hedgehog one I got. Batman, The Flash. What was the other one I got? I think there was two more. I just kind of kept ordering them. They usually do a sale in January, so then I'll get them a little bit cheaper.
There you go. But, shopping on the bargains.
Yeah, I try to wear it at work, but it certainly gets hot working in a bakery wearing a full sweater.
Yeah, I can
imagine. Being near ovens and also getting dirty.
I literally only wear this for our podcast.
Oh, you know, you're not going to wear it to any? You said you just had a party?
Yeah, it was like a semi-formal. I still felt underdressed.
Did you have a dress shirt on or no?
Yeah, it was like a buttoned-up J. Crew shirt. Long sleeve, but I had it untucked and I was wearing jeans. Everybody else was in like suits and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
So when this airs, so this is the our Warp Pipe Wednesday on the 20th, technically, then yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Russ. I'm sorry I didn't wish you happy birthday. So your birthday is December 13th?
No, 19th. They said when this airs.
Oh, just kidding. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guess whose birthday was yesterday?
I don't know.
Tom DeLonge.
Oh, nice.
And Taylor Swift.
How about that? They share a birthday?
They sure do.
I wonder if they share their thoughts on aliens as well.
Probably.
Yeah, this coming week, my schedule changes at Costco. So I'll be working 4 p.m. to 12:30 midnight. So I won't be able to kind of do anything for my birthday other than watch Gwen and then drop her off to get babysat until Steph gets out of work.
So somebody that lives in Connecticut, go to
Costco
and give Russ some birthday cake or something.
Slice of pizza.
Slice of pizza. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. Other than that, this week, me and my mom and Steph and the baby went to Fantasy of Lights. Essentially, it's a drive-through experience that they do every year in New Haven. And certain companies will sponsor each setup of lights. So they'll have, you know, like a house or whatever. And it's like sponsored by, you know, roofing company or whatever like that. But you get the drive-through, put some music on. And a lot of them like change. Like they have a cool one where they have like two figures and they're like throwing a ball that's like goes over where you drive under.
That's funny. We had the same thing where I live, the same exact figures, and the ball would like almost like a flip book.
Right. Because essentially it's nighttime. So all you're seeing is it lights up, shuts off. The next one lights up. So it looks like you're getting some movement.
Yep.
They got that. They had one with Santa on a jet ski. That was kind of cool. But it was nice to go through that. You pay $10 per carload and drive through, and it takes, I don't know, 10 minutes to get through it.
Yeah, we used to have Roper Mountain Science Center, and they did Roper Mountain Lights every year. And that's what they had. They had like nutcrackers marching and random stuff. But the only thing that still exists is this cool star that's on the top of the mountain that you can see kind of from the surrounding city. And I said I would take a picture and send it to you, which I haven't done yet.
Oh, okay. We have something in, I believe it's in Waterbury. If you're on the highway driving, there's a giant cross that is illuminated that you can see for, you know, miles and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Sweet.
But yeah, trying to think anything else. We watched a few more Christmas movies. We did watch Home Alone, the first one. I'm hoping to get to Home Alone 2. Although I did stream Home Alone 2 on Super Nintendo. I was messaging Jay. I was like, which one did you say was the better one? You said that you had like Home Alone 2 more. So I was like, all right, well, we'll start with that one. If it stinks, then I can move on to Home Alone 1. But I streamed for 2 hours. And I did end up beating Home Alone 2. We got to the end. I did end up using save states because in some parts it got ridiculously hard. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to complete this.
I beat that as a 12-year-old, Russ.
Well, if I had a weekend with it, yes, I could definitely do it. But
did you what,
for 2 hours. It's
like, what was your favorite part?
Maybe, what was the second level?
Trying so to there was the hotel, then you're in Central Park.
Central Park was good. The one where you're in the abandoned
the like, uncle's house
is terrible.
That's my favorite level.
What? You have to go all up and down searching for each key. And then where was that door? Was it on the second floor, the third floor? I don't know. I got to go up and down, up and down.
And then the tricky part is there's one room that you don't know you have to go in. If you don't, you have to hit up and you'll go in this room.
Oh, with the couches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just happened to figure that out when I was a kid on my own. It's pretty awesome.
So we got that, and then you get to the end. You're at this big giant tree, and you have to climb up the tree, and the bandits are following you, and you get to the top, and you have to get the, the seagull lady or whatever? The pigeon lady. Seagull. And then I didn't know you had to press a button for her to, like, deploy pigeon seed.
Yep.
And you have to hit each of them 3 times, and then they'll get carried down by a bird.
Yep. And then you magically float to the top of the Christmas tree.
Right, right.
Which is super awkward.
But we beat it. Just had like 3 minutes left of streaming time, and we beat it. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was playing that. Other than that, I've been playing Axiom Verge on PS. Well, it came out on PS4. I'm playing on my PS5. It's basically like a Metroid game. If you guys haven't heard of it, they have come out with a sequel, and it's also on Switch as well. But really fun space. What was the other word? Everything's like kind of like mechanical.
Okay.
I forgot the term for
like
that.
Like steampunk? No, not steampunk.
Yeah, kind of steampunkish. I don't know. Like the movie Machinima is like in that category or whatever. Okay. I don't know, but I'm getting close to the end now. I've been putting a few hours here and there because I did start Spider-Man 2, but now I'm kind of like, let me just finish this because going back and forth, I'm getting confused. I'm like, oh, how does this button combination, like, what's the fight style in this and Spider-Man? And then I go to Axiom Verge. What was the button combination for these stupid things? So I'm like, let me just finish this. I probably got a few hours left and I'll beat it. And then I can just focus on Spider-Man 2.
There you go. So. Me and Colin. We finally did it. We finally
did you?
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I did look up one part because I was like, why can't I like suck Boo up? I wasn't even thinking to like use Luigi to help.
Oh, Boo, yeah, Gooigi.
Gooigi, yeah, to suck his tongue and then sling him around, you know?
Nice.
So that was a great game. At first when I played it, I was like, ooh, I do not like the fact that you can't jump.
Right.
But once I got used to the controls, if you've never played a Luigi's Mansion game, I've never played any of them. So I started out on the third one. And I would say that I still enjoyed the game very much, even never having played the first two. I'm assuming the GameCube.
Right. Well, now they are announcing Luigi's Mansion 2 is going to be on the Switch.
Oh, sweet.
So if you want to go backwards. Yeah. Might as well play two next, and then maybe they'll port one.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be getting that because me and Colin both enjoy. I enjoyed the puzzle aspects of that game a lot.
Yeah,
The character designs. It was just fun. It was just kind of interesting seeing Luigi as the main character. You know, kind of nice letting him shine for a little bit. I know. Right. I know my buddy from oh my gosh, Eric. What is the name of his channel? Why am I blanket on this? Retro Gaming Pandemic. Yeah, thank you. So sorry. I know he's a huge Luigi guy. He probably loves that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely a good one for sure. I'm glad I ended up beating it. and I beat one. I never beat two, though. And I had started playing it a little bit, but I put it back down. I broke out my 3DS, charged it up, and I actually started playing, I said, Batman Origins on there.
Okay.
So I've been fiddling around a little bit with that, not super serious on it. So we'll see if I complete it. I already had beaten it in the past, so.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever beat Origins. I've played Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
Yeah, because when it came out, I didn't have a PS3, because the actual like Arkham Origins was on like PS3, Xbox 360. And I was like, oh, one's coming out for the 3DS. Like, I'll check that out. And it's a completely different game, whereas the other ones are the same on PS3 and Xbox 360. Or now you could get it on the Switch. They have the collection on the Switch.
What's your favorite of the was it three or four games now?
There's
Asylum, City, and Knights.
And Knight, yeah. And then Knight, Arkham Knight.
And then what's the last one?
Well, Origins.
Origins.
It's like in order would be Origins, like it's story wise, then Arkham Asylum, then Arkham City, and then Arkham Knight. I probably like City, I say the best. I think that one, that is the one too that takes place either on Christmas Eve or Christmas. And yeah. So you get the snowfall in Gotham. And
yeah, just I thought like City was awesome.
Going around. I had gotten Knight before and I started playing. I was like, you know what? Let me play the other ones first. So then I did go back and finish Knight. And I had fun with it, but I think I had more fun with City.
City was cool, but I also have an affinity for the very first one too, Asylum. I thought that was so sweet. Like, I love how the game starts and like you don't really get to fully play yet, but you're still in control of Batman. Like, you're like walking him in with the Joker. Well, that was so cool.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because in Origins, you start as Bruce Wayne.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
And you're getting put into Arkham Asylum. Essentially.
Interesting.
Pretty neat game. Definitely fun to check out. I was going to try to do a stream of maybe Batman Returns, since that also takes place on Christmas.
On the SNES?
Yeah. So we'll see if I could get to that.
Yeah.
But cool. Then side note, I was farting around and I was like, you know what? Let me try to stream on Twitch. Let's jump on my Twitch channel. I haven't done that in a couple of years, maybe 2 years or something.
Wow.
I had made affiliate and then kind of stopped streaming on there. So I set up my stuff, went on there, and I actually played the Torgman Adventures, the NES homebrew that's new for this year. They made it because of the convention, Torg Retro Gaming Expo. And I had streamed that on YouTube the prior week. So I streamed it on Twitch, and I actually beat the game on Twitch. I wasn't able to beat it on when I streamed on YouTube. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe with the new year, maybe I'll lean more towards Twitch. I don't know. I'm conflicted on YouTube. I could only literally stream probably once a week, scheduled wise. It's tough with the baby. I was able to, Steph was going out to dinner with one of her friends. So I was like, oh, I could jump on Twitch and stream for an hour. So that worked out.
There you go.
So
I don't think I've ever streamed on Twitch.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. They have different options and stuff you can do.
I used to do just YouTube Live or whatever it was called, but I haven't streamed in so long. I don't even know if my computer will do it anymore.
Well, that's true. It's really so getting by with the podcast.
Doing it. Yeah. It's like, that's like the only thing this computer's good for at all. So, and it's starting to become non compliant with that, even as my friend Russ here knows.
Well, I was even looking up stuff to see if I could somehow, like, if you just phoned in. Cause I'm like, it's a podcast. We basically just need your voice.
Right.
And I'm like, how do I get a phone call in with StreamYard?
Yeah.
And I was playing around with that. And then I was like, oh, well, I actually just logged in with my phone and was able to use my phone with the video and talk through that. So I was like, worst comes to worst.
It's such a phone. It'll be a shame though, if I don't use this setup. I mean, I have this amazing camera.
Right.
You know, to make the video quality. Like, I was bummed last week when it really didn't turn out clear on your end, because it was crystal clear on my end. And then yesterday we had a bunch of issues trying to do this. And so obviously here we are today. But, you know, I mean, like, I like to be able to see the camera and all this. So I'm hoping, you know, if this computer is on its last leg, maybe I can figure out a way to raise some funds and get another one. But I was kind of bummed because there was one on Facebook Marketplace and it seemed like a pretty clean, good deal. And it was like a complete clean computer and just seemed like, and like I only wanted $200 for it. Should have did it. Should have got on it.
Well, maybe you can see now with the holidays coming, maybe some people will get new computers for the holidays and then they want to get rid of their old one.
That's true. That's true.
So, they're like, yeah, get a couple $100 for this. Whatever.
Worst comes to worst, maybe I'll just wipe this one. I don't need anything that's really on it. I don't think so.
Right. Yeah. Luckily I have a computer guy. So I'm able to just drop my computer off. Like my computer had gotten a virus. Very rare that Macs get a virus, but it got one. So I dropped it off to him and he copies my hard drive, wipes the computer and then like reinstalls whatever stuff. It took like a week or so to do it. So I was getting ready to like, okay, maybe I have a PC that I can use if need be.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I can do the podcast through there if need be, but he got it back within the week. So I was happy.
Yeah, that's good.
So, shout out to Ernie.
Does Ernie charge you a lot?
Usually not. No. Like I'm what do I owe you for this? And he's like, it's whatever. Like this and that. Like I barely did anything.
Like, that's awesome. Ernie's the man.
Let me get you lunch at least.
There you go.
He currently has my Famicom and my top loader NES.
Gotcha. So
he was AV modding the Famicom. And then with the top loader, it was already AV modded, but he was seeing if he could find another Famicom board. Or sorry, not Famicom board, top loader board. Because he's like, I can put the port in that's like the Super Nintendo port on the back.
Yep.
To make it much cleaner. So I said, okay, well, let me know.
Does it get rid of those like vertical lines?
I'm not too sure. There's a common issue with vertical lines on the top
loader.
Yes,
pretty common.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I'm curious to see that. Maybe I'll be able to get it in the new year.
I haven't played on my top loader in so long, but it's one of my favorite systems that I got, and I think mostly because of the story. Did I ever tell you the story about how I got my top loader?
I'm sure you did. You could refresh.
I tend to repeat myself. but anyway, this was back when I hung out with Creepy Todd a lot. And Todd's like, Jay, you got to get a top loader, man. It's like essential. Like, this is when we first started collecting. And like, it was like anything we get our hands on. And like, the top loader was always like this weird piece to me because I remember when it came out and I remember seeing it. And I remember thinking, this was stupid, like 14 year old Jay thinking, why are they trying to trick us to make us think it's a Super Nintendo? You know,
right.
Just because of the top loading aspects, I didn't realize that that it was like an upgrade on the NES because you know it got rid of the blinking,
right?
By making
having
the top loader
cartridge in and then push down, this, right? You're just inserting it right to the pins.
So anyway, fast forward, and Todd's like, "When are you gonna get one?" I said, "I'll get one when I can find one for $5." And he just laughed. He's like, "That's never gonna happen." Well, I went to this thrift store, not a thrift store. What was it called? Pawn shop.
Okay.
Down in Lawrence, South Carolina. And the woman who worked there was like a stickler. Like anytime she was working there, you knew you weren't getting a deal. I even had her tell me one time that something in the store wasn't for sale, that that was clearly for sale.
She's like, nope, not this.
She's like, I don't know about, and I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, it's like you're in the business to make money. You're selling stuff. Like, why you're not going to sell this?
Right.
So anyway, I came in and this guy was in there, and I was like, oh, that must be your husband. And I was like, I wonder if he's not as savvy as she is. And I could see in the back there was this huge shelf, tons of consoles on it. And I said, you don't happen to have one of those? And I tried to act like I was stupid. I was like, one of those weird Nintendos, like where it goes in the top, not the front. And he goes, you know, I think I do. And he comes out and he walks out with like the dirtiest top loader I've ever seen. I wish I could find the picture I took of it.
Yeah.
It was just disgusting. Like, looked like somebody used it for an ashtray or something.
Jeez.
And he's like, it doesn't work. And I was like, what do you want for it? He's like, well, make an offer. And I'm like, how about $1? And he goes, $1? How about $5? And I said, sold. So
Jay with the dollar. How about a dollar?
So I gave him the $5, walked out, sent a picture to Todd. Todd's like, what did you pay for that? And I was like, $5. He was like, no freaking way. So, so eventually I get like the little screwdrivers that you have to open them up with, you know,
right? The security bit ones.
The security bit. Yep. So we open it up, and the only thing I noticed that was wrong with it when I got it after I cleaned it down with Clorox wipes and made it look brand new again was the reset button had somehow been shoved into the down position.
Oh, so
and it never always popped back up. So the reason it didn't work is because the reset button kept it from coming on. So we just popped it back up and it came right on. And Todd's like, I hate you so much. Like only you would find a $5 top loader.
Nice.
And that's the story of Jay's famous $5 top loader.
I love it.
Me too.
Oh, so it's from last week's episode. I was excited to show you this. I did pick up.
Ooh, got those cherries.
Some chocolate covered cherries here. Now, I don't know if it's the right brand or whatever. This is what they had at Target, but Sela's.
Sela's. I got my mom some. I got her the wrong ones, though. They didn't have the syrupy in the middle.
Oh, really? So they have ones that are just like straight cherry, no
it's cherry like, juice? It's more of like a, I don't even know. It's a little thicker.
And then I did go back and get some more Andes mints.
Classic. Yesterday, my wife bought both my kids a thing of Oreos. It only took them one day to eat the whole box.
Was it a regular Oreos or like
the... So my son got the birthday cake and my daughter got the mint, like the...
Oh, okay.
Like the green mint or whatever.
Yeah.
Bunch of sugar fiends in this house.
I'm always getting the snacks. My wife goes out shopping and then I'm like, you didn't get any chips or ice cream or Debbie's?
No, Russell, we're 42, buddy. We gotta be careful or the waist is gonna, we're gonna be looking like Santa Claus with more than just these hats.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Gotta get my post Christmas exercise on.
That's right. Better get that Wii Fit out. That Move, PlayStation Move.
Well, I have the Ring Adventure, Ring Fit Adventure or whatever, and I've been meaning to start that up again. I never beat it because it plays like a role-playing game.
Gotcha.
And your character goes throughout the land and you're trying to defeat this like beefy like demon guy or whatever, and you do the exercises. I was just worried about I'm in a condo or on the third floor and a lot of the exercises need you to like jump or whatever, and I'm like, I can't be doing that on the third floor. I don't know, I'm just gonna make how much noise down below, right?
Just start doing some planks, do some curls, some biceps curls,
yeah,
some push-ups. That's all you need.
No fancy stuff.
No,
I do have a exercise bike that's at my mom's. I was hoping to maybe bring here and get some biking going on there.
Burn some calories.
Some stationary biking.
My wife has one of those. She's actually, we bought it a couple years ago off Facebook Marketplace for $100, and she's definitely put some miles on that thing.
Yeah. When I got it, it came with a trial of you download this, it interacts with the bike. So like you choose a route and it has like a guide that goes with you on the bike. So you're like in Hawaii following this guy basically, and he's like, come on, we're going up this hill, and the bike would adjust so it's harder to pedal with it. But I didn't have like an iPad or anything to use it, so I had to like make a rig to like hold my phone onto the where the iPad would go.
So also, you could stare at that guy's butt,
right? So it wasn't too bad, but I'm like, I don't think I would pay for this subscription. Maybe I'll just find a YouTube video of someone just biking.
See, now that's it.
That's what we get you.
That's what we need to do, Russ. We're in the wrong business. We need to make YouTube channels of us biking so people can go on like hour-long bike rides with us.
They have some channels where it's like people just, you know, go walking around or walking downtown and this and that, and like people enjoy, or just driving even. I was thinking maybe doing, I put one video out on my music channel, 8-Bit Bliss. I haven't done much on that channel. It's video game music, but I did do one where I hooked up a GoPro in my Mario Kart car and it's me just driving. Actually, I could probably bring it up on here. You guys are watching on YouTube. And I thought it'd be like, you know, a relaxing thing to maybe people watch and listen to some music. I don't know how many views it got. Let me see here.
Probably because you weren't playing Vanessa Carlton.
If I could fall into the sky.
What was the reason I brought that up?
I don't know. Like, that's nothing to do with driving.
Make your way. It says something about downtown. You said downtown. That's where the connection was.
So here's my other YouTube channel, 8-Bit Bliss, Nostalgia Video Game Music.
Ooh, I like the fact that Dory Swin's on there.
Yeah. So I got some different types of music on here. Some of these videos, like I have a 10-hour long video. It's just a black screen and it's got Sunshine Seaside and Super Mario 3D World. And you just listen to that. Or it's got Donkey Kong Country Aquatic Ambience for 10 hours. Ooh,
that's the one I'd be listening to.
In case you want to fall asleep. So I tried to do some other stuff. So this one here, I did driving a Mario Kart car to lo-fi Super Mario music. Let's see. So it's just, you know, I'm just driving the car. I won't have the music play, but me just hanging out and driving. I forgot to have some lights in my car, so it might be interesting.
How far did you drive?
So there's like a beach street here by us. So I basically doubled down. I went down all the way to the end of the beach street and then came back to where we were. So it's maybe a 10-minute drive. This video's 2 hours. So I looped it. So like
you just looped it.
So where I drive and then I come around the light, then I start it over again, essentially.
There you go.
But I figured with the lights and stuff, and then I added this like little filter on it to kind of make it retro throwback.
Nostalgic.
I don't know. So maybe I'll try that again.
It looks like a fun car to ride in. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, like I said, I got all the, you know, the LEDs and the footwells and over here. Pretty
that's
neat.
Sick.
So if you guys want to check it out, 8-Bit Bliss is one of my other YouTube channels.
That's a great name, too.
And shout out to Bilbo Baggins helps me out with a lot of tracks to
all the way from the Shire
to put on there. So maybe I'll have to reach out to him because I haven't uploaded in a few months.
I used to have a dog named Belle. Rest in peace, poor Belle lover. And we called her Belbo Wagons.
Nice. Dig it.
Yep.
Rest her soul.
That's right. Love you, Bill.
I think that wraps it up. It's good Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoying your hopefully you got all your Christmas shopping done.
Hope so.
If not, get out there.
Listen to us on the way.
You can jump on Amazon, maybe order some stuff, or jump on the weeklywarppipe.com, get yourself a mug, a sticker.
The sticker makes it sicker. The
sticker makes it sicker. Support the show. Give us a call if you want. You can leave a voicemail, maybe tell us what you want for Christmas, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, tell us.
Phone number is 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP.
Call now.
Call now. Leave a message. Other than that, we want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon supporters. Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold. Joe Sheevy. Trace Living Good. Samantha Chain. Rodney Torres and Retroholic 16. You can sign up over here at patreon.com/RussLyman to help support this show and all my other 10 YouTube channels.
Yeah, get on Patreon. Give us some money.
There we go. We appreciate everyone on there. Appreciate you guys listening, tuning in every week. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit. See you guys later.